Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, July 16th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. This week, your local council president, along with 13 other local presidents from throughout the system, gathered in Chicago for our summer quarter United MEC meeting. A report from our negotiating committee and discussion about our negotiations dominated a large portion of the meeting. A summary of the report will be provided in the coming week to the members of the Flight Attendant Negotiations Network and shortly thereafter sent to every member's home. Part of the discussion centered on the continued vow by members to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract. A few local councils who held meetings directly preceding the MEC meeting came with strike fund donations and a request for the creation of the system-wide strike fund built with voluntary contributions. A resolution unanimously adopted set the parameters for the creation of a chaos strike fund, which will be funded with voluntary contributions by members and others who wish to support our efforts to secure an industry-leading contract. The full resolution is posted in the MEC meeting section of unitedafa.org. Additional details about how to contribute to the fund will be posted in the coming week. Special reporting on all of the business of the MEC meeting, including discussion about the proposed merger with Continental, will be published next week. In the Wednesday edition of E-Lines this week, we reported on the outcome of MEC committee elections for members of the Central Schedule Committee and the Merge Integration Committee. Congratulations to AFA Chicago 8 member Dale Shuey, who currently serves on the Council 8 Schedule Committee as he was elected to the Central Schedule Committee. Following a review of resumes and interviews conducted with candidates in attendance at the MEC meeting, Rosemary Howard and James Hurley were elected to serve on the Merge Integration Committee. Rosemary Howard is a San Francisco Council 11 member who began her flying career at United Airlines in January of 1985, and during her six-month probationary period, she honored the Alpha Strike and stood with her AFA sisters and brothers on the picket line. Rosemary has served on the AFA Grievance Committee, Membership Engagement Committee, and worked as a longtime member of the AFA EAP Professional Standards Committee. She also has a background in finance. James Hurley is a Boston Council 27 member who began his flying career with United in July 2006, and previously he worked 7 years as a flight attendant at Continental. James is a council representative in Boston, and he handles the responsibility of local scheduling chairperson and reserve chairperson. The local presidents, who are the voting members of the MEC, expressed extreme gratitude for the fantastic field of candidates and the willingness of so many members to serve our union by working within the industry-leading seniority protections provided by our AFA merger policy. There has been a change to the required customs form procedures in Canada. Today, thanks to reports submitted to AFA from our flying partners, we have been made aware that the IBS provides errant information about new procedures that are not working as detailed in the IBS message. We are working with United to fix the message on the IBS and, more importantly, to ensure procedures are in place to support the needs of the crews. If you have a layover in Canada in the meantime, please take note. The IBS message states, subject: new customs form for crews departing Canada. All pre-clearance locations require CBP crew declaration form number 5129, standard for all international flights for all working crews. The form is provided to flight attendants laying over in Canada by customer service on arrival in Canada. Customer service has not been providing the form upon arrival in Canada. Further, without the proper form in hand when attempting to transit the customs area to depart Canada, crews will be turned away. To add to the confusion, deadheading crew members are treated differently than working crew members, and they need to use the standard blue form that the general public uses, the form we are accustomed to filling out when leaving Canada. In some cases, the working crews have been able to locate the form number 5129 at the layover hotel, but this has been inconsistent. While we have received reports that the form is available at the check-in counter in Toronto, we aren't clear if that is the United ticket counter or in the check-in counter in the customs hall. Clearly, this is unacceptable. Flight attendants should not have to compensate for the lack of procedures. We are pressing for swift action to correct the problem, and we will update all members in future AFA communications. We have recently been notified that the flight attendant rates for long-term disability are being reduced. This is not a misprint. flight attendants pay 40% of the premium for LTD, while United pays 60%. The flight attendant experience or usage of the benefit has been so favorable that our rates were decreased by 25% in January and an additional 15% reduction by mid-year. The flight attendant rate is also reduced by a 4-cent contribution from a premium stabilization reserve, which was established when the plan was underwritten on a participating basis with Cigna. Most flight attendants will probably not notice the difference in their paychecks because the amounts are small, but in this day and age, every penny helps. Jerry Butts recorded a new industry editorial just yesterday with an inconvenient truth about democracy and a promise that United flight attendants will act in our own self-interest to buck up against Tilton's autocracy. Check it out now through Option 5 in the Dear AFA system or by accessing the audio file on unitedafa.org. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.